when the wind blows across the water. King harvest has surely come. I'll work for the union, 'cause she's so good to me. And I'm about to come out on top. That's where I should be. I will hear every word that the boss may say, for he's the one who hands me down my pay. Looks like this time I'm gonna get to stay. I'm a union man now, all the way. Hey. The smell of the leaves from the magnolia trees, the meadow. A king harvest has surely come. Dry summer, then comes fall, which I depend on most of all. Hey, rainmaker, can't you hear my call? And please let these crops grow tall. Well, long enough I've been up on Skid Row, and it's plain to see I've got nothing to show. I've got to pay those union dues. Just don't judge me by shoes. Yeah. About a scarecrow and a yellow moon, and a pretty soon carnival on the edge of a town. King harvest has surely come. Last year this time I was no joke. Well, my whole barn went up in smoke. My horse Jethro, well, he went mad. Remember things are being that bad. And then there comes a man in the pit with a paper and pen, telling us our hard times are about to end. And then if they don't give us what we like, he said, man, that's when you gotta go on strike. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Corn in the fields, to the rice when the wind blows across the water. King harvest has surely come.
Good morning. It is. This is Coffee Tea and Mama D, and I'm Mama D, and you were listening to Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers, King Harvest, and that was from something called Endless Highway, the music of the band. And I'm feeling a little like that today. So that's the kind of thing you're going to hear. Well, maybe. Well, you know. Anyway, that's what you were listening to. Well, it is Wednesday morning, and this is Coffee, Tea, and Mama D, and I have a cup of tea with me, and I have some It's Odd News Day. Woohoo! My favorite day of the week! Woohoo! Okay, are you ready? Martinsville, Virginia. As his bride-to-be's house went up in flames hours before their wedding, hear the violins, Rocky Nelson had his priorities straight. Rescue his mother from the blaze, and rescue his tuxedo. Lisa Nelson laughed while recalling the image of her fiancé standing barefoot in the street in his boxers and clutching the tux like it was his baby. "He's the bravest man I've ever seen in my life," she said. Fortunately, she had left her wedding gown at the church. The couple have been together for 5 years, married Saturday at the Church of God of Prophecy in Ridgeway, Virginia, 12 hours after the fire. Although some might have considered the blaze a bad omen, the fire was our sign to go through with it, Nelson said. Officials were trying Monday to determine the cause of the fire. Yeah, you know what? If you can survive all that, that marriage sounds to me like it's on fairly solid ground. Next up, a little tune call from a CD called The Light Fantastic. This is Cara Luft, and There's a Train.
Get on board and look around, 'cause I've been stuck in this old town where everyone's the same. Got my ticket out of here and I won't be back again. How could you tell me that you didn't think I'd try? How could I stay here when it's burning me alive? I can't leave here without crying.
Right. after this mountain, you know where I wanna go. Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. To Lake Charles, Louisiana, little Bessie girl that I once knew. And she told me just to come on back if there's anything she could do. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spring a leak. She mends me, I don't have to speak. She defends me, a drunk ass dream if I ever did see one.
Well, good luck had just stung me to the racetrack I'd go. She bet on one horse to win, and I bet on another to show. The odds were in my favor, I had him 5-1. And when that natural wind came round the track, well, sure enough she had won.
Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spring a leap. She mares me, I don't have to speak. She defends me, a drunk ass dream if I ever did see one. She tore it up and blew it in my face just for a laugh. Well, there's one thing in this whole wide world I sure would like to see. That's when that little love of mine dips a donut in my tea.
Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spring a leap. She mares me, she defends me, a drunk ass dream if I ever did see one.
Take the way that he sings, but I love to hear him talk. Now that just gave my heart a fall to the bottom of my feet. And I swore as I took another pour, my bestie can't be beat.
Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spring a leap. She mares me, I don't have to speak. She defends me, a drunk ass dream. Freezing cold, and all this living off the road is getting pretty old. So I guess I call my big mama and tell her I've been rolling in. But you know, deep down, I'm kind of tempted going seeing my Bessie again.
Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spring a leap. She mares me, I don't have to speak. She defends me, a drunk ass dream if I ever did see one.
And that was Gomez about Cripple Creek. Anyway, and it is Odd News Day. And this is Coffee, Tea, and Mama D. And you are listening to CKMS FM 100.3 Radio Waterloo. Sorry about that, folks. Odd News. Sheriff issues himself a ticket for an unsafe lane change. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Brown County Sheriff Dennis Cockin didn't have to write himself a ticket, but he says it was the right thing to do. As sheriff, I'm held to the highest standard in law enforcement. How can I hold officers accountable if I don't hold myself accountable? He said, I'm satisfied I'm doing the right thing. Cockin issued himself a ticket March 27th for an unsafe lane change 3 weeks after he had rear-ended a suspected speeder after that driver slowed to turn. Neither the deputy who completed the accident report nor the Brown County District Attorney's Office felt that Cockin deserved a citation. But it kept bothering me, said Cockin. Finally, I decided to write myself a ticket. I felt it was the right thing to do. The ticket carries $160.80 fine that Cockin says he fully intends to pay. The 52-year-old sheriff told investigators that he was tailing a vehicle to determine its speed when he had to swerve to avoid a snowblower vehicle in his lane. He moved into the other driver's lane and hit the car when the driver slowed. The ticket marks the second citation in 7 months that a state law enforcement officer assessed himself. In September, Chief Dick Noble of the Kewiskum, sorry folks, Police Department wrote himself a $235 ticket for passing a stopped school bus. And rightly so, rightly so. If you are a police officer and law says you are not, when those red lights are going, you stop, then you stop, man. And I think that that is just absolutely the right thing to do. Anyway, here is Sushila Raman and Tama Snaibe, just for a little change of pace. This is off the Putumayo One World Many Cultures album. Enjoy.
Sinimbe ni male tebedum mafum
sirao nana le loba le loba lambambo
ni male sinimbe ni male tebedum mafum
sirao.
Bayara titiante ale sing sinage smage sos leta blare jo krenga bon blampa na nyire blampa nimre gaben titi uvrenga bon tu karda na foda fade na runga funyat bona me kira ula fera faru dabre fodagi nasbe uvrenga bon lugar de andinguido dale
dale oh dale
ni ma sinimbe ni male te bedumba
sirao para le do bale do gamba
ni ma sinimbe ni male te bedumba
sirao.
Chababa sanya mabudi don labunam katuma bola singe sinyagi jaite matiranga pula kamara o mama tanga pula jasi arara sambu pula mane majikule mekidi dai tafaro bayara nila sube ufurenga bon. Dale,
dale, oh, dale.
Ni ma, sinimbe ni male, tebe dumma.
Sirao,
Baba Sanya, Mabudi dona bunam, katuma bola singe sinyagi. Jaite, matiranga pula kamara, oma matanga pula jasi, ara ara sanfu, pula mane majikule. Mekidi dai, tafar gwayara, inda suwe ufurenga bun. Dale, dale, oh, dale, nima, sinimbe, nima, le, tebutuma, sira, oh, dana, le, do, ba, le, do, gamba, nima, le, sinimbe, nima, le, tebutuma, sira, oh.
Okay, so like that one was just a little different. I suppose there are times when that was called Les Salines 1. And that was Marie Soleil Bélanger and Norman Guibert. And they are obviously from Quebec. And the it's a new release called Les Salines. And, you know, I suppose on a day like today, you know, what the heck? It's odd news day? Odd music day. Are we ready? Okay, you know what? I think I got to put that one back on. I'm going to read this. It's a rather long and involved study, but you will be happy to know that the annual UFO survey has been completed. Yes, yes. I know you were concerned that it was not done. I could tell. I got your concern through the radio waves. The annual UFO survey records 736 reported sightings across Canada last year. That's 736 loony Canadians. Okay! Winnipeg. Dateline Winnipeg. Aliens and spaceships are a bit passé these days. But 736 reported UFO sightings across Canada last year shows an underlying real phenomenon going on. Yeah, cheap drugs. Says one of the country's top UFO researchers. It's true, we don't have as many aliens on TV as we used to. They used to be on commercials selling us everything from Pepsi to decongestants, says Chris Rutkowski, director of the Winnipeg-based Ufology Research Institute, with a small I might add. And yet the phenomenon persists, which to me says there is a basic underlying real phenomenon that extends beyond media and pop culture. Rutkowski's annual Canadian UFO survey last year recorded the third largest number of sightings in its 17-year history, down from a record of 882 sightings in 2004. British Columbia and Ontario had the highest numbers of recorded cases, but Saskatchewan posted in an all-time record of 98 sightings. What else is there to do in Saskatchewan? And of course, there you get to see that UFO just a-coming and a-coming and a-coming. The tiny community of Maidstone, just east of the Alberta boundary, accounted for more than half the reports from Saskatchewan. Nothing else to do in Maidstone. Barb Campbell, who now lives further down the Yellowhead Highway in Peyton, Saskatchewan, says she saw a dark triangle larger than a helicopter hovering in the sky above Maidstone last year. It was just above the glare of the streetlight, so you couldn't quite make out the whole thing, but it had a very unusual, strobing, eerie kind of light in the middle, she says. It made absolutely no sound whatsoever, and it was really mind-boggling. Campbell doesn't believe there's anything particularly alluring for extraterrestrials in Maidstone and says there's likely far more UFO sightings across Canada each year that don't get reported. Rutkowski, who wrote a book last year on Canadian UFO sightings, is quick to point out that no incontrovertible proof exists that any of the UFO cases involve aliens. Most of the sightings are of strange lights in the night sky, with close encounters and reports of classic flying saucer shapes being relatively rare. It would be difficult to conceive of how aliens could travel here from out there. Still, he says Earthlings are a relatively young civilization surrounded by stars and planets that are older and potentially have civilizations that are far more evolved than us. Perhaps if we hang around another 100,000 or 10,000 years, we might come up with a way to travel between the stars. Of all the reports included in the 2006 UFO survey, the most mysterious include the sighting of a huge black V-shaped object moving slowly out over the Newfoundland coastline last August. Another incident was reported by a motorist outside of North Bay, Ontario, who saw a cluster of blue glowing orbs that zapped closely past his car and then hovered in some nearby trees. Disappointingly enough, some of the biggest problems that Rutkowski and other ufologists face in their study of unidentified flying object reports is not a shadowy group of powerful people trying to obscure the truth. It's actually the internet. With no Canadian government department officially recording UFOs, there's no central authority to keep track. And more websites are appearing all the time. There's so many people interested right now that they're setting up their own websites and there's confusion. Last month, the French government created a worldwide stir when its space agency published more than 100,000 documents online from its secret X-Files relating to UFOs and sightings of other unexplained phenomena. The space agency said it made the documents public to draw the scientific community's attention to unexplained cases and because their secrecy generated suspicions that officials were hiding something. Creepy music. And all of that. Take that where you will, folks. The UFO survey. And, you know, you may want to hop online, check out that whole French X-Files thing. You know, with Les Moldus and Les Moldus, Le Fox, and Madame Scully, Scully. Anyway, here's another new release. This is called Gentle Lady, Do Not Sing Sad Songs. And these are six, he's recorded six medieval love songs on here. And you're going to hear three of them, Far Beyond All Dreams, Young and Golden Hair, and Oh, Lovely Restless Eyes. And I may go on for another one later, but first, let's just listen to this. This is Jean Coulthard and Violette Archer, recorded by Ridley, Marcinek, and Kalke.
By day mine eyes, by night my soul desires thee. Weary, I lie alone. Once in a dream it seemed thou wert beside me. Oh, far beyond all dreams. Oh, far beyond all dreams. If thou wouldst come.
young and gold haired, fair of face, fair of face. Thou gavest me tender kisses in my I may never, never look upon thee.
እንተቃቀፍ ቀን በቀን ጊዜውን በደስታ ስናሳልፍ ስታመጣልኝ በየጊዜው ስታጫውተኝ ሳጫውትህ ስታዋየኝ ሳዋይህ ስንተቃቀፍ ቀን በቀን ጊዜውን በደስታ ስናሳልፍ ቀኑ ሲመሽ መቼ ነው አዲስ ቀን የሚጀምረው በመባባል ስንለያይ ከፍቶኝ ስንገናኝ በጣም ደስታ የሚሰማኝ አሁን ያ ሁሉ አለፈና ከዚህ ደረስ ከዚህ ደረስ ከዚህ ደረስ
ቦይ ሚሊያት ፈነለ אל תשאלי אותי על אושר אולי גם הוא יבוא כשהוא יבוא ירד עלינו כמו גשר בואי נתחבק ונלך אל תשאלי אותי מתי אל תשאלי אותי על בית אל תבקשי ממני זמן
Just suddenly cuts out and I don't pay attention and that's, you know, dead air. Anyway, more odd news. I know you were all thrilled to hear about the UFO survey coming out, but now here is, and you were really thrilled, I'm sure, to hear about the sheriff who gave himself the ticket. But this one is the pièce de résistance. People. Dateline, Ogden, Utah. The city of Ogden, Utah may set up a committee to sniff out objectionable odors. Skunks will be banned. The city may be looking for a few good noses. When it meets Tuesday, the city council is expected to set a public hearing for a law that would create a committee to sniff out objectionable odors. Ogden's chief administrator, John Patterson, said the city is not singling out a specific company for enforcement, but there have been complaints about a pet food factory, American Nutrition, Inc. Despite promises, American Nutrition has failed to install an exhaust scrubber on three ovens that bake treats for dogs and cats, Patterson said. Stench is not the lasting memory that we want people to have in Ogden, he said. Councilwoman Doreen Jeske said an ordinance is overdue. The odor from American Nutrition Plant may have hindered us from getting some businesses along Wall Avenue, she said. Company executive Bill Benkin was away from his office and unavailable for comment. American Nutrition last year said it had installed scrubbers on equipment used to produce kibble from a mix of corn, wheat, rice, and meat products, the Standard Examiner reported. In addition to creating a sniff patrol, the ordinance would also require companies to adopt technology or change practices to reduce or eliminate bad odors. Violators would be fined $125 to $500. Well, that'll hurt. A panel consisting of a city building official and three residents appointed by Mayor Matthew Godfrey would investigate complaints. A device known as an olfactometer would be used. I'm sorry, folks. Would be used by city inspectors to determine if an odor had reached an objectionable level. Restaurants and bakeries would be exempt. But what about, like, that lady in, where was it? In Vancouver or Calgary, who the bus driver insisted she had to get off the bus because he didn't like her perfume. Or, do you know, like, what about if someone doesn't like garlic? And, you know, somebody, their neighbor loves garlic. Or what about people who don't like the scent of curry? Or, you know, like, this is, I can understand restricting it to businesses. But once you take that step down a slippery slope, is it not easier to take the next step? And what then? Finding mamas for not changing their baby's diapers too quickly? Or finding mamas for changing their baby's diapers out in public? What do we do about these stinky little odors? In any case, I just don't know where to go with that. And that is about it. The only place that I can go. And here, let me give you, it makes no difference. The stew is my morning jacket, and it's off of Endless Highway, the music of the band.
Thank you.
because it makes no difference. My morning jacket off of the Endless Highway, music of the band. Well, that's it for me. This is another show done, gone, done. Up next, Still Is Still Morning to Me. Toots and the Maytals with Willie Nelson. That's off of One World Many Cultures. And this is Mama D saying, ciao, Bella. Talk at you next Wednesday. Have a good one.
Done.